Hello there, it's Dominique Vale here again, founder of Invisi's Charity and your host of our monthly quick boost of life advice and perspectives with our show in the Invisi's Chat Sessions family, Audio Flash Files. You know our motto is that in 20 minutes or less, you'll learn about an empowering tool you can incorporate into your life for more success and joy, especially for Invisi's medically adultish people. But you know we aim to help all people getting the most out of life, so everyone is welcome. And trust you're going to have fun and laugh while we get real on tangibly empowering advice that'll make all the non-medical parts of your life all the better. We are halfway through this collection in our audio flash files that's focused on the mediator series and improving your communication tactics with all dynamics and relationships in your lives. So today, we're going to focus on one dynamic that we all experience in life and one that we don't get a lot of choice in who's in it. I'm talking about the classmates and coworkers. You know, it's that outer circle of people that you interact with every single day, but they aren't exactly on family and friend level. So, let's take a beat. I'm going to pour myself a cup of sparkling lemonade today and open up today's file. So, let's get into it. We're calling today's flash file, Compromise How You Give and Receive with Coworkers and Classmates. If you're a Galaxy Hub member for Invisi Youth, you'll know that our nonprofit is a huge advocate for redesigning the way you compromise and execute it. And when it comes to this dynamic, we wanted to bring out one of our approaches to compromise that's a two-way street. How you improve on the dynamic that you don't actually create by choice. Class is in session and our work hour has started, so we're getting into it. Purely from a statistical point of view, it's an extremely valuable tool to invest in some time to learn how to improve your dynamic and relationship with those in the classroom and your work life. A major reason for that is because you spend a significant amount of your time with this evolving group of people. Let me drop some wild numbers. Over 1,100 hours per year are spent in the classroom, and ResearchGate averages that Americans spend over 5% of their lifetime in a classroom. That's a percentage that mirrors all of the countries Invisi Youth works with, too. Plus, the industrial organizational psychologist and data scientist Andrew Narber stated that the average person will be spending over 90,000 hours at work, which is about 10.2 years of someone's life. Gettysburg College connected those dots that you will spend over a third of your life at work. I'm gonna let those numbers sink in for a moment. So when you think, I don't really know or heck even like these people at school or work, so why do I need to worry about improving my relationship with them? The answer is simple for two reasons. Number one, you'll spend way too much time with this group of people to make it a mediocre quality relationship. And number two, you're going to want to produce the best work and enjoy yourself as much as you can at work and school because you spend that many hours there. So you need to improve that relationship dynamic to make it mutually beneficial. All right, enough of the numbers. Let's get into the dynamics communication. When it comes to your dynamic with classmates and coworkers, you have to look at it like the layers of friendship and how this group falls into one of the outer layers when it comes to trust and emotional intimacy. But the irony is that they are also a large percentage of their time with you, because 90,000 hours is a long time to spend with an evolving group of people that you don't want to proactively invest emotional intimacy or socialization with. It's also a category of people that constantly changes. You go to different schools, different grades, you move jobs and different departments. Some people are with you for decades and others are just with you for months. But because you have to spend so much time in classrooms or at work, you want to make sure that your working and schooling relationships with them are successful and enjoyable. This is a dynamic that can impact so many parts of your overall life. From meeting more friends and partners in their social networks to in job improvements or leveling up in the career sector, these are people that you don't get to select yourself, but can play a major role in the directions and opportunities that are presented for your life. This dynamic needs to be strengthened for another reason too, something that majority of chronically ill and disabled young people were constantly familiar with, but the world got accustomed to this when the pandemic started. working from home, and online schooling. It is a layer of our life that classmates and coworkers naturally increase those communication blockers and discomforts by doing this setting. It seems to be a cardinal rule that to build up bonds and trusts, for communication to improve for anyone involved, there needs to be time spent together to make that bond better. But with a work from home setup or an online class structure, you're eliminating that classroom or office environment, which anyone can easily rely on for communication skills, person in person. There can be more communication blockers and miscommunication when you're only communicating through a screen or email, but that is also something that chronic illness and disability community can excel at over their counterparts, because we have been advocating for more work from home options for decades prior to the world adjusting to it. And overall, when you do need to communicate with coworkers and classmates, you have this natural distance between the two of you when it comes to intimacy and familiarity. You cannot rely on these bonds and friendships to get by, and you cannot rely on anything but your common setup from where you work or go to school. And when these people that you have directly worked with, their success and actions will also directly impact your own success and actions. So there can be more resentment, frustration, and unease within the dynamic of this relationship, because you cannot cross that line of a friend sit down to talk about your feelings. Your talks have to remain professional, protective of what you want shared with people that aren't close to you, and yet smart enough to make sure the dynamic is nurtured in a way that'll optimize everyone's success in schoolwork or in your work life. That holds true for those in the chronic illness and disability community, even more with their coworkers and classmates, because we need adaptations and ways to be flexible to be our most productive and successful with our health. And depending on your specific health or disability situation, we need to adapt differently for that success to happen, or it could even fluctuate depending on flare-ups or medical situations. But our personal business is exactly that, personal. So to have to be opening the door of divulging our health needs and bringing in all these people that you normally wouldn't choose to bring in solely because of work assignments or class projects doesn't feel fair in protecting your boundaries and peace. On the flip side, and being devil's advocate for a little bit, because I love a little bit of that, your coworkers and colleagues will not truly comprehend how to support you, why they need to support you, and the ways they can also get their work done with you productively and swiftly without you sharing details that are needed. A skill set of a give-and-take type of communication style is what is needed to be able to make both parties in the dynamic feel confident that they'll get their needs met, but also protecting that boundary that's there because it is an outer layer of intimacy of the role they play in your life. Now that I've told you the why, I'm going to explain the how and the technique here to take those steps to achieve this end goal we've been talking about. And to do that, you know, I'm opening up our InvisYouth Galaxy Glossary to its latest edition, Compromise Avenue Theory. This interactive noun is the mutual process of communication through compromising on what details you give and manner in which one receives and implements those details so both parties are supported and accessibility or adaptation needs are met. This is a fruitful way of academic and professional settings when both parties needs to give and receive with compromise on matters that'll optimize success for all. Basically, we're going to focus on the part of compromising that'll elevate what you choose to share to coworkers and classmates in order to get them to compromise with you and be adaptive for your health needs in a supportive and kind manner. At InvisiYouth, we optimize how compromise can be used. And since the Compromise Avenue Theory is most successful with academic and professional relationships, it is a compromise skill set focused on interaction, meaning that both parties are compromising on what they share, not having to compromise on the quality and productivity of the work they produce. Communication with classmates and coworkers is a type of dynamic that's a two-way street of give and receive. When you want to get that support and understanding from these individuals in a timely manner, you have to remember that these are not people that have earned your entire life story or emotional bandwidth. So your first step is to compromise on the details, the drip of information you absolutely need to share about whatever accommodations or flexibility you request and the why factor behind it. You know it's a drip because it would typically be a piece of information about your diagnosis that would cause an inquisitive family member to ask details. By giving your coworkers or colleagues a small drip of an explanation on your situation or health needs, you are requesting the other person compromise to meet you where you are physically capable of and meet you in that middle ground. You are requesting to have the playing field leveled so you both can work equally. You are not requesting them to pull more weight or for you to feel burdened, which I know are two things that can be that nagging voice in the back of your head when you request accommodations. So don't let that voice win. The next step, and the one that requires a coworker or a classmate, is the mutual compromise. This is where that other individual responds with empathy and respects your boundaries of you sharing what you're comfortable sharing, and then responds with their own request of compromise from you. So they'll support you in the ways you need, but you could also support them back in something else that suits your chronic illness or disability needs. With the mutual compromising, you're allowed to maintain autonomy in working with these people that are going to naturally be curious about your health or disability and perhaps any accommodations that they can notice around you. For you to maintain that autonomy in working with these people, you got to compromise just on what you are giving them so they can compromise back and receive the request and information about your health or disability as open-minded and supportive as possible. And when working from home or online classes, you can share these details via a professor or a boss, or at your own approval, of course, remember. Or you can have pre-planned ways of writing out, asking for support and compromise to make your work environment the most successful for all that are involved to reach a collective goal. Since we're going to end this InvisiYouth lesson on the audio flash files soon, I'm going to tell you a quick life story. And we're choosing my professional life at my non-InvisiYouth job when I was fresh out of university. It was my first time working with new coworkers that didn't know anything about my life with chronic illness and didn't really ask questions when they knew I founded a nonprofit that I was also running full-time. And I've always been incredibly private about my chronic illness, so oversharing to bond with new coworkers wasn't the direct lane I would ever choose. We had our first big project that I needed to take charge of, but I was also dealing with a flare-up that made computer work challenging, and at a hybrid job that I was on, that added a complexity, so you get it. My boss understood all of this and allowed me to have the flexibility of sending voice notes if needed, starting my work day later, or doing work on my days off to catch up on hours that I might miss because of my health. But my coworkers didn't know any of this. I didn't want to get into details about what was happening in my health, so I decided that in order to get the tasks done successfully and promptly, they needed to understand and compromise to take over some of the morning stuff, since that would be when it would cause most of my flare-ups to happen. In our next Zoom call, I gave them a small tidbit of needing help because I had chronic illness and that it would impact my ability to type and use screens, especially in the morning. So would it be possible for them to be on call in the morning and I will play catch up to things that they missed in the evening? My coworkers immediately received that information well because they kind of knew I had a, in quotes, situation, as they put it, with my health, but not the inner workings of that being multiple chronic illnesses. So when the time came and I needed their help, I called in that favor and they compromised what they were doing to assist me and make the overall work project continue to move smoothly. On the flip side, when the time came that they needed help in the evening, we compromised again and they would ask if I would be able to do something. We compromised on how to adapt it to my needs and we were able to execute it flawlessly. We shared the same goals and needs without needing to give into each other's sharing of inner details and only sharing what we wanted. But because there was an olive branch of details given, the request of support was mutual and we were able to move things forward. And in the long run, I was able to feel more at ease with these coworkers because they knew that when I wasn't working the typical 9-to-5 structure, it was just my chronic illness things, as they said, and they knew how to compromise so we were all providing equal quality and not overworking one another. And it's been a win-win ever since. Now that we're checking out of story time and back into the InvisiYouth lesson, we have one more thing to do as we end this file and wrapping it up. And with every audio flash file from Invisi Youth and all of our resources, I'm going to remind you of one thing. We encourage you to try our life-improving tools and mindsets and disagree if it doesn't work for you. Fall anywhere on the agree or disagree spectrum in this life-improving resource to see how well it integrates into your relationship dynamics and your communication style and your way of living life. Now, here's our final drip of knowledge to close the file. The dynamic with classmates and coworkers is one of the few relationships that we don't always get to pick who is part of it and how long they stay in it. And it's also the dynamic that directly links to our own success in education, livelihood, confidence, and career. We need to put time into learning how to compromise while maintaining the boundaries we want about our chronic illnesses and disabilities, so our adaptations and needs are met on equal footing, but also every person is participating fully and fairly in getting the tasks done. It's important to remember that this dynamic is transactional in the sense that you need to work together to succeed, so compromise is a vital tool in getting that for everyone. Both parties need to mutually give and receive information and support one another's end goals by compromising on matters that'll optimize their success for academic and professional needs. And when you're able to optimize, compromise on a personal level, which is independently choosing what details about yourself you want and need to share, and on an interactive level, in working with your coworkers and classmates on how they can mutually compromise in this two-way street so they can support you in an equal way to still productively get things done, you will optimize your standards and the quality of work you present in the world because you've strengthened the dynamic that impacts so much of your life and what many of us often define as a major portion of our lives, our careers and education. I hope you've gotten some practical mindset advice and perspective for that all-important non-medical aspect of your life with chronic illness and disability. And like always, that we say it at Invisi Youth, adapt and thrive so you can keep carving that lane of success and joy for yourself in all of its rebellious game-changing glory. Make sure to subscribe to the Invisi Youth Chat Sessions podcast, like and comment positively on this episode, please, share it with your friends and followers and family, and come back when I pull out another audio flash file. Chat soon!